This is the DoorDones.com podcast. The DoorDones.com podcast.
No parking by the sewer sign. Hot dog, my razor broke. Water dripping up the spout, but I don't care. Let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down. TV's on the blink, made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt, keep open mind, let it all hang out. Big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
Hello and welcome to issue 44 of the Dorktowns podcast. After last week's humorous extravaganza, you'll probably be happy that everything is back to normal here, and Peter won't ever get a chance to play his awful rock and roll records anymore. We opened with The Hombres and Let It Out, and we continue with Gene and the Statesides, with Putty in Your Hands, and it's all about Peter because since last week, he is like Putty in my hands as I made him my personal sex slave. Isn't that right, Peter? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's hard to breathe with that rubber mask on.
What's that?
Nothing. Thank you, Master.
Okay, you can kneel again so I can rest my tired feet.
Yes, Master.
Oh, wait. Smell my finger first.
But you just farted on it.
Yeah, so?
Nothing. Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Jan Bradley, Mama Didn't Lie, a song that was written by Curtis Mayfield, and a really ancient Supreme song called Your Heart Belongs to Me that was written by Smokey Robinson. Commercials have the tendency to destroy good pop songs forever, but recently Hewlett-Packard used a song by The Robins, the band that eventually became The Coasters, called Out of the Picture, and I didn't know that song, though I have it on CD for at least 5 years.
You left me, you sent me through, I'm all alone, lost without you, what shall I do?
Song is especially for the people that visit the tiki room. And if you don't know what tiki is, well, people that are into tiki all live in bamboo houses with a bamboo bar, and they collect ugly mugs. And since we're so happy that these dorks have found us, I will play another Polynesian song for them, made right here in Holland by two funny guys that are famous over here since the late 50s, and after all these years this song is still quite funny. First lines translate: on the golden beach of Ameland, your grass skirt caught on fire. I thought my heart had set it alight, but it was my cigarette.
Op het goudgele strand van Ameland. Dat mijn hart het in vlam had gezet, maar kwam door de
stille strand van Ameland. Miu, 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 miu. Je opa die komt uit het mooie Hawaii. Je opoe uit Purmerend. Je ogen zijn bruin als een reep chocolai. En bruisend van temperament. Op het goudgele strand van Ameland. Miu, 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 vloog jouw mooie rieten rokje in de brand. Miu, 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 ik dacht dat mijn hart het in vlam had gezet. Maar het kwam door de puik van een sigaret. Op het goudgele strand van Ameland. Miu, 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 miu.
Thank you.
And that was Rob Hoeken, a Dutch boogie-woogie pianist that wanted his share of the Nederbeat craze, with an accent that even make my toes curl. And these are the Kings with I'll Remember.
I remember everything you said to me. I remember everything we did. I remember best of all the love we shared, the tears that fell now. I remember everything you said to me. I remember every word you said to me.
Du matin, faut se réveiller. Oh, je sommeille. Bon alors, un peu de musique pour se mettre en train. Je sais pas moi, quelque chose comme Talking about my generation. Ouais, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Je souffle ma brosse à dents. Quel passé celle-là encore. La bleue est à mon père. La rouge est à ma mère. La jaune est à mon frère, vous avez pas vu ma brosse à dents? Tiens, on est lundi aujourd'hui. Ah, pour demain, j'ai un devoir d'anglais. J'aimerais bien avoir Paul McCartney pour m'aider. De mettre un disque pour embêter les voisins qui roupillent toute la journée. Quelque chose comme un bon Elvis Presley. Oh, mais c'est vrai, celui-là, il en est resté. Un peu d'eau sur la figure pour me réveiller. Le dodo, c'est terminé. Je suis presque prête et ça va beaucoup mieux. Je mets mon Shetland rouge ou bien mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Non, mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge?
The playlist for this podcast can be found on www.dorktowns.com.
I saw her walking down the street. The little girl, she looked so sweet. I followed her for half a mile. I
had to stop and talk a while. You know that I was looking back to see, she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. She had a yellow golden hair, I'm gonna follow everywhere. She had a wiggle when she walked, I had to stop a while and talk. Well, I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her.
Wasting my days.
Barry Ryan, who started his career with his brother Paul, and he got rich with Eloise that sold about 7 million copies, and he tried the same trick with this song, A Love Is Love, from 1969. We get a lot of email from our listeners lately, and we love that. We got one from Sarah in Manchester, and we had a sort of a discussion about her, and Peter and Ernie decided that it is best that I do not say anything about her again, so I won't. And we got one from Omar, who decided to play our podcast on a dinner party he threw, hoping that one of his guests would say, "This music is great, what is it?" And one of them piped up and said, "Omar, this music is shit, turn it off." And the rest agreed. He also wrote that he looked up Del Shannon on the internet and found out he had a perpetually queer haircut. Omar, you can't say that about Del, that's blasphemy. Adam mailed us about some assorted sloppy shit and ended with saying that he's still confused about Captain Beefheart. He just can't understand that shit. Maybe it isn't sloppy enough. Who knows? And someone who calls himself Joey Von Zipper said, "You could cut Peter some slack. As a fellow drummer, I understand his condition. Our mental deficiencies and lack of taste are no reasons for mockery." He also wrote that he'd like to discover more Dutch rock stuff. He likes Hocus Pocus by Focus and wondered if anything else of theirs is worth listening to, and I can easily say no, there is not. Forget about any Dutch rock stuff, especially Focus, who had besides the brilliantly Jan Akkerman a singer, organ player and flutist in their midst called Thijs van Leer, which translates in English as Matthew von Leather, who would have won the prize for the perpetually queer haircut instead of Del Shannon. And who had the annoying habit of yodeling and thinking that the audience loved it. Needless to say that Jan Akkerman hates Thijs van Leather's guts nowadays and wished he stuck his flute where the sun doesn't shine a long time ago. The best Dutch rock song I've found so far is this cover version of 8 Miles High by Super Sister. You can contact us at dorktowns@dorktowns.com.
Yeah. far side of your moon is black, and glorious grows the vine. Ask anything of me you lack, but only what is mine. Yours is the great wheel of the sun, and yours the unclouded sky. Then take my stars, take every one, but wear them openly. Walking in splendor through the plain, for all the world to see. For none alive shall view again a match of you and me.
Some assorted psychedelia there, and some more now. Aardvark was an English band with an organ player and no guitar, a thing that was very fashionable in the late 60s, but this album is from 1970, so they were a tad too late, and they never had any success. And after that you'll hear Iron Butterfly, a band that many people regard as the first ever hard rock band, with Unconscious Power, a song from their 1968 album Heavy.
lullaby.
We all want to prepare you. The unbelievable is going to happen. It will linger in your mind forever. Let this carry you wherever, wherever. Triggering the unconscious power. Removing all your inhibitions. Releasing complete freedom of thought. Sensations of every sense will prevail. With this you will see everything. Triggering the unconscious power.
Tune this week is Jesus by the Velvet Underground, and this is as close to any Christmas song as the Dorktowns podcast is gonna get. Remember, Christmas sucks even harder than a Nilfisk vacuum cleaner. Bye bye.
Jesus, Jesus.